This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Brazilian airliner Vopas says one of its passenger planes with 61 people aboard has crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing all who were aboard. The airline earlier had reported that 62 people were aboard the flight that crashed in Veneto, about 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo, but later updated the number to 61. The United States and other frustrated mediators are calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza talks. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a place still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Water, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic opponent Kamala Harris will debate on September 10th on ABC, setting up the first face-to-face matchup between the rivals in what polls show is an extremely close race. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After Trump's comments, Harris spoke to reporters before leaving Michigan.
I'm glad that he's finally agreed to a debate on September 10th. I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
An Ipsos poll published on Thursday found Harris had widened her lead over Trump. She leads Trump 42% to 37%, compared to a 37% to 34% lead over Trump in late July. Echoing a recent attack line from his campaign, Trump criticized Harris for not doing a press interview, since she replaced Biden on the Democratic ticket.
She can't do an interview. She's barely competent.
Trump has conducted a steady stream of media interviews, though they are usually with friendly, right-leaning outlets and reporters.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The U.S. is sending Ukraine an additional $125 million in weapons to assist in its military operations against Russia, including much-needed air defense capabilities, radars to detect and counter enemy artillery, and anti-tank weapons. The package announced Friday by the White House comes as Ukraine has launched its largest ground offensive on Russian soil since the war began in February 2022. The weapons will be drawn from existing U.S. stocks. It brings the total amount of U.S. aid to Ukraine since 2022 to $55.6 billion. Ahead of Olympic women's boxing title bouts, IOC President Thomas Bach again defended Imani Khalif and Liu Ting. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
There's been a global furor about their sex.
The system is working, and therefore our decision is very clear. Women must be allowed to take part in women's competitions. And the two are women.
Bach was asked if the Olympics sacrifice safety to be inclusive.
This is not a question of inclusion. This has never played a role in all this. This is a question of justice. Women have the right to participate in women's participation.
Both were disqualified and denied medals at the 2023 World Championships by the Russian-dominated International Boxing Association, claiming both fighters failed a murky eligibility test for women's competition. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man who used social media to stoke racial hatred during far-right violence in Britain and encouraged people to torch hotels housing asylum seekers has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. The sentencing on Friday of Tyler Kay was among the harshest for people who have taken part or encouraged violence in the past 2 weeks. Nearly 600 people have been arrested since violent disorder erupted last week following misinformation spread online that incorrectly identified a mass stabbing suspect as a Muslim asylum seeker. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.